我们今天晚上开始来看旧约最后的那一卷书。
This evening we want to look at the last book of the Old Testament.
马拉基书。
That's the book of Malachi.
正因为它是旧约里面最后的一卷书。
That is the very reason why it is the last book of the Old Testament.
我们就能想象得到，在神那永远的旨意进行的时候，现在到了一个阶段的末了。
We can just imagine now in the execution of God's eternal plan, it has come to an end of a period.
这一个末了是很严肃的一个末了。
The end of such a period, this era is very solemn.
因为我们读到马拉基书的时候。
Because as we read into Malachi,
因为我们晓得这是旧约里边最末后的一卷。
On the one hand, we realize this is the last book of the Old Covenant.
也就是神在旧约里头向他的子民说话最末后的一次。
This is also the last time which God spoke to his people during the Old Covenant.
那么最末后的一次，你可以想象神要向他们说什么话呢？
You can just imagine what are the words that God has to say to his people for the very last time.
如果他们是在神面前活得对，
Now if his people live correctly before him,
那这个旧约神做工的阶段大概还会继续的往前去。
Perhaps the period in this stage as God is working would continue to move forward.
而旧约要走到末后的时候，
As the old covenant comes to an end,
那显然我们也晓得旧约这条路在人中间是走不开了。
We're able to realize then if it's coming to an end, man cannot move with this way anymore.
尤其是我们以前读过耶利米书的时候，
Especially we read Jeremiah before.
我们已经很清楚看见神宣告，
We already clearly seen that God has proclaimed.
到有一天神要和他们另立新约，
That one day God will make a new covenant with them.
神就不再用旧约来带领他们，
God would not lead them by the old covenant any longer.
神要把他们带进一个新的阶段，
God will take them into a new era.
既然是一个新的阶段，
If it is a new period,
那就是旧的要结束，
That means the old will come to an end.
那为什么旧的要结束呢？
Now why would the old have to cease?
不是它没有功，它的功能不明显。
Not because the function of the old was not evident.
它的功能是非常的明显。
The function of the old way is still very evident.
罗马书七章那里也非常明确的在那里说。
In Romans chapter 7, it also says very clearly.
律法原是好的，
that the law is good,
是圣的，
it is holy,
但是行律法的人不对，
but it is those who cannot keep the law.
那结果呢，律法就没有起到它那个正面的功用。
As a result, then the law did not take the positive function it ought to have.
神如果继续要维持那个律法的功用在人的中间，
If God wants to continue to enforce the function of the law upon man,
那个结果是什么？
What would the result be?
那个结果就是马拉基书最末后的那一句话。
The very function, the result would be very last word of the book of Malachi.
马拉基书最末后的那句话是什么话？
Now what is the last word in the book of Malachi?
免得我来咒诅边地。
That would be a curse that God will come and bring a curse in the land.
说严格一点，
To be very severe.
最末了，如果人仍然是留在旧约的里头，
If man continue to remain in the old covenant,
上那里末后的对上的那一句，人的心不转过来归向神。
Now just as the verse before that, the last verse of Malachi, if we should not turn our heart to God,
仍然要留在旧约的那一个光景里，
and we want to continue to remain in the condition of the old covenant.
那它的结局就是等候咒诅。
The result would be a waiting for a curse.
那弟兄姊妹，所以我们看到这里的时候，我们晓得马拉基书虽然只有四章，
So brothers and sisters, when we realize this, even though the book of Malachi only has four chapters,
但是马拉基书的信息是非常的沉重的。
Yet the message of Malachi is extremely heavy.
神借着马拉基说了这一次话，
Through Malachi, God spoke these words.
神就没有再向以色列说话了。
Then God no longer spoke to Israel.
没有说多久呢？
How long did God cease from speaking?
差不多四百多年。
For about 400 years.
那也就是说，
In other words,
这个话说完了以后
After these words,
有四百多年神在他的子民中间是沉默的
There was over 400 years that God was silent amongst his people.
神没有再说什么话
God did not speak any words.
那读圣经的人就称这一段的时间是新约和旧约这两个约当中的一段的空时间
The Bible scholar would call this period of time between the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, and the New Testament as the intertestamental time.
简单的来说就说两月之间。
In other words, this is the intertestamental period.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our
God. 我们今天晚上要开始来看马拉基的时候。
This evening as we look into the book of Malachi.
我们不能不先把马拉基的背景来提一提。
We must first mention about the background of Malachi.
特别我们读先知书，我们必须要掌握他那个背景。
Especially when we study the prophetic books, we must grab hold of the background.
其他的书卷，你掌握不掌握那个背景，问题不太大。
For the other books, it's possibly not a big issue at all if you're able to grasp the background or not.
但是当我们读到先知书的时候，你不掌握那个背景，有很多事情我们就有点摸不着头脑了。
But for the prophetic books, if we do not have a firm grasp on the background, many things when we read, we will be confused.
我们就会问神为什么说这样的话呢
？We will ask why is God saying these words?
神为什么要做这样的事呢
？Why is God doing such a thing?
但等到我们领会的那个历史的背景的时候
But when we have an understanding of the historical background
特别是在历史里头的那个属灵的背景
Especially the spiritual history in the history itself
我们就了解了
Then we will understand
神为什么这样说
That is the reason why God said this
神为什么说这样的话
That's why God spoke these words
那么弟兄姊妹你可以知道马拉基这个人
Now, brothers and sisters, you must know this person, Malachi.
我们在历史书里头找不到他的任何的踪迹。
Now, we cannot find any trace of this person named Malachi in the historical books.
你找不到有一个人叫做马拉基。
We cannot find an individual named Malachi.
但是不管怎么样。
But regardless.
神是用着他向他的百姓说了这么厚的话。
God uses Malachi to speak these final words to his people.
那如果你要看马拉基这个人这个名字有什么特殊的意思
Now if you want to look at this name Malachi what special meaning it has
那个意思倒是蛮有意思的
The meaning of Malachi is extremely meaningful
马拉基的意思就是我的使者
Malachi means my messenger
我所差遣的人
The one whom I sent
那当然这个是神差遣的人
Of course this is one who God sends
但是这个我个人就并不太重视这一个
But personally I do not focus on this too much
因为神不会特别要用一个人就给他一个特别的名字。
It is not that God will use a specific individual and give him a special name.
我们晓得旧约里头的人。
We know all the individuals in the Old Testament.
他们起名字的时候，多半会有一些属灵的含义的。
Now, when they have a name, there are some spiritual meaning to it.
当然我们也可以这样的体会。
And we're able to understand that.
神就是选中这样的一个人来。替他说这样的一些话。
That God would choose such individuals to speak such words.
但是不一定的。
But that may not be the case.
因为我们也看到有好些先知他的名字跟他的信息是完全不连上来的。
Because we can see the name of some prophets do not necessarily have a connection with the message which God sent them to preach.
所以我个人是不太重视注意。先知的名字和那个信息有什么特别的关系
Therefore, personally, I may not pay too much attention to the fact of the meaning of the name of the prophet and the message they're delivering.
不过有一些弟兄们他们是很注重这一个
But some brethren pay much close attention to the meaning of the name.
我也觉得可以参考
I feel that is a good reference.
但是不一定
But it may not be necessary.
我们留意到
We can take note.
那马拉基这个人在历史上我们找不到他。
We cannot find this individual named Malachi in history.
但是从他的信息和里边所提到的一些个内容。
But from the message of Malachi and some of the content that is mentioned.
我们晓得他一定是在尼希米 记以后出现的。
We realize this individual would appear after the book of Nehemiah.
因为在他说话的地点是在耶路撒冷。
Because the location which Malachi spoke is in Jerusalem.
这一个时候耶路撒冷有圣殿。
At this time, there is the temple in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷有献祭的事。
There is the offering, the sacrifices in Jerusalem.
又有律法的教导。
There is also the teaching of the law.
那所以肯定。
Therefore, we can confirm.
他是在被掳以后回来。并且是回来建造圣殿建造耶路撒冷城成功了以后他说话的。
We can confirm the fact the period which Malachi spoke is after the captivity returned and rebuilt the temple, rebuilt Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem that Malachi spoke during that period.
一般读圣经的人都承认他应该是在尼希米的后期尼希米在耶路在犹大的后期起来说话的一个先知。
Generally, Bible scholars all acknowledge the fact that Malachi was a prophet that rose to speak in Judah during the second half of the period of Nehemiah.
那时间大概是什么时候呢？
What period would that be about?
我想弟兄姊妹，我们稍微把过去所读过的犹大被掳归回的那一个历史的时间年代轻轻提一下。
I think we should lightly mention of the period that we have read and familiar with after Judah returned from the captivity.
犹大被掳七十年以后
after 70 years of captivity,
就按照耶利米所宣告的那一个事实就回来了。
Just as the fact that was proclaimed by Jeremiah, they returned.
那是以斯拉记。
That is Ezra.
那他们回来就起先是建造圣殿。
After they returned, they first rebuilt the temple.
然后七十年以后。
And then after 70 years.
那尼希米也回来了。
Nehemiah returned.
那尼希米回来的时候
After Nehemiah returned
对不起时间是应该是这样那以斯拉记里面说到以斯拉在圣殿建造好以后就回来
Ezra in the book of Ezra returned after the temple was rebuilt.
那以斯拉回来以后大概14年。
After Ezra returned, for about 14 years after Ezra's return,
尼希米就回来了。
Then Nehemiah followed.
那尼希米回来就建造耶路撒冷城。
After Nehemiah returned, he started rebuilding the city of Jerusalem.
那建造耶路撒冷城造好了以后
After the city of Jerusalem was rebuilt,
也把回来的那些犹太人在属灵上带回律法的规模的里面去
Spiritually speaking, after that was done, Nehemiah brought those who returned from the exile, the Jews, back into the spiritual condition.
那以后尼希米就离开犹大就回到巴比伦
After that was done, Nehemiah returned to Babylon from Jerusalem.
确实时间多少我们没有很大的把握
We don't know exactly how long that period was after Nehemiah left.
不过一般在历史上下功夫的人就给了我们指出说他那段时间他回去巴比伦大概有十年
Generally speaking, those who are very studious in the history give us the timeline about 10 years that Nehemiah returned to Babylon.
那我们看尼希米记的时候看到最末后的那一章
So when we look at the very end of the last chapter of Nehemiah
这一章就是尼希米回去巴比伦然后再回来的
That last chapter of Nehemiah is actually Nehemiah returning from Babylon.
当他出去又回来这一段时间里头
During this period of time when Nehemiah left and then returned.
他原来给犹大人所建立起的那一个在圣殿里头的服饰在律法里头的操练都 可以说在那一个时候是上了轨道。
We can say during the period when Nehemiah left, when he brought
before
he left, he taught them about the sacrifices in the temple and to teach them about the law, they were on track.
但是去了巴比伦回来，马上就发觉情况不对了。
But after he left for Babylon and came back, he discovered there's a problem.
许许多多的偏离都出来了。
Many have fallen.
那是尼希米记最幕后的那一章里面
所提到的事。And that is the last chapter, what is mentioned in the last chapter of
Nehemiah. 那我们如果看马拉基书里头的内容的话，
Now if we look at the content in the book of Malachi,
有一个极大极大的可能，马拉基说话就是在这一个尼希米回去了巴比伦在这一段时间的里头。
It could be very possible that Malachi spoke in the period of time when Nehemiah left Jerusalem and went back to Babylon.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神用着马拉基在这里说神对他的百姓在旧约里头说的最后一次的话。
We thank God that God uses Malachi to speak these final words in the Old Covenant to his people.
马拉基书里头有一个特点。
In the book of Malachi, there is a special characteristic.
是其他的先知书里边所没有的。
That is something that is not similar to the other prophetic books.
因为马拉基书里边呢，严格说起来就是神和他的选民在那里辩论。
To be strictly speaking, it seems as the recording of the book of Malachi is a debate between God and his chosen people.
如果我们稍微细一点的分析一下。
If we want to carefully analyze this somewhat.
马拉基书有七个主题是神和他的选民在那里辩论的。
There are seven themes, seven topics which God is debating with his chosen people.
神提出问题来。
God raises a question.
犹大人在那里否认。
Immediately the Jews will deny it.
神就给他们矫正。
And then God corrects them.
有七个这样的题目。
Seven times this appears in the book of Malachi.
那我们慢慢看下去，我们就会看到。
When we read on gradually, we will see this.
但是呢？
But,
我们要留意的不是这七个题目是怎么反映了当时犹大人的属灵的光景。
What we do want to pay attention to is not the fact what condition does this reflect for us of the people of Judah at that period.
而是让我们看见为什么神向他们说了旧约最幕后的一次话的原因。
But what we want to pay attention to is the fact, why is it that God spoke these final words to them in the Old Covenant?
那弟兄姊妹，我们可以这样说。
Brothers and sisters, we can put it
this
way.
整个马拉基书的说出，犹大的百姓完全偏行己路。
The entire book of Malachi points out the fact for us that the people of God walk their own way.
偏行己路到一个这样的光景。
They have strayed and walked their own way to such a condition.
你从来没有在旧约的圣经里边看到有一个时间。
That you do not see even the same period of time in the Bible, in the Old Covenant.
神在那里向他的子民说一句话。
That when God speaks certain words to his people,
他的子民用许多的话顶回去。
That his people would rebel and reject against God with many words.
你就看我们读历代志的时候看到马拿西。
Even when we read Chronicles and we see Manasseh,
当神的责备来的时候，
when the rebuke of God came,
他不理。
Manasseh didn't pay attention.
但是他还不敢顶嘴。
Yet he dared not speak back.
但是马拉基书里头你就看到。
But in the book of Malachi, you see,
神在这边说话。
God is speaking on the one hand.
人在那边顶回去。
Immediately man speaks back.
神说的每一件事情。
Each time when God says something.
没有一样他们说 是对的。
There's not one thing they agree, that is right.
他们反过来说神的，你说错了。
No, but on the contrary, they will speak back to God and say, God, you spoke wrong. 我们
是有理由这样的。
We have our reason to do this.
并且那个顶嘴的那个光景是非常的明确的。
And the condition which they speak back with that attitude is very evident.
那弟兄姊妹，从这些事上面，你就看到，到了马拉基的那一个时间，神的选民在神面前属灵的堕落到了一个什么样的光景。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can see with these kind of examples what kind of spiritual condition the people of God, the chosen people of God, have fallen into.
这一种光景
this condition
一直维持到四福音
continues on even to the period of the four Gospels.
四福音的时候的那些犹太人，他们在跟族的当中的顶撞，那个源头，你不能不说，就是在马拉基的那一个时间开始。
Now the rebellion, the opposition of the Jews during the time of our Lord, and how they opposed the Lord with their attitude, we must say the origin comes from the book of Malachi.
那因此我们留意到一些历史上的事情。
Therefore, we can see some things in history.
马拉基说过了话以后
，After Malachi spoke.
神就没有再向犹大人说话。
God did not speak to the people of Judah.
但是在这四百年左右的时间里
，But in this period about 400 years，
在犹大确实也发生过不少的事。
In the history of Judah, many things took place.
当然那些事都跟但以理书上头，神借着加百列跟但以理所宣告的。发展。
Of course, those events that took place in the midst of these 400 years have fulfilled what Gabriel told Daniel as they would develop.
但是你看《但以理书》的时候
，But when we look at the book of Daniel,
你看到神说到前面的日子，犹大会怎么样
？When God tells Daniel what will happen in the days of Judah ahead.
但是神在仍然有话给我们留意。
Yet God still gives
His word to us. 神那样说话，乃是要叫他的百姓晓得事情可以在外面这样的进行，但是他们仍然在神面前蒙纪念。
God is still telling His people, even though these events take place externally, yet God's people are still remembered by God.
我想弟兄姊妹，你很记得，撒巴列对但以理所说的七十个七。
Brothers and sisters, I think you still remember the 77s which Gabriel spoke to Daniel about.
那个七十个七是说什么
？What is those 77 speaking about？
从事情的过程来说， What? 那是犹大的一些遭遇。
When we look at the events as they unfold, that speaks of what Judah will encounter.
但从实际上面来说呢
？But in fact.
神是让他的百姓知道神是怎样的没有忘记他们。
God allows his people to know that God has never forgotten about them.
但是马拉基书说过了以后
But after God spoke the message of Malachi,
在四百多年的里头
Within these 400 years,
神的百姓是经过很多不一样的事情。
Yes, the people of God went through many different things.
如果用人的角度来说的话
，If we look at it from man's
viewpoint， 在这四百多年当中
，and these 400 years，
神的选民有过一段很光荣的历史。
The chosen people of God had a very glorious period within this 400 years。
虽然他们整个来说都是在那几个强国的先后的统治的底下。
Even though in the midst of these 400 years, they're in the shadow of those great empires. Under their rule and domination.
但是当中有一段的时间
But in that midst of time, there's this period.
如果你作为一个犹太人来说
As a Jew,
他们觉得这段历史很光荣
They feel this period is extremely glorious.
就是用人文的历史的角度来说，我们也承认这一段历史对犹大民族来说是很光荣的。
That is in man's history, in our culture, when we look at that period of time for the Jewish history, it is very glorious.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
你在圣经里边完全没有看见神有一点一滴
In the scriptures, we do not see God mentioning about that period at all, any bit, in any way. It seems as if that never happened in the sight of God at all. What period am I saying?
你一定会记得,
brothers and sisters, you remember. If we read the historical accounts of men, we know.
波斯起来就灭掉了巴比伦,
the Persian Empire rose and destroyed the Babylonian Empire.
然后马其顿帝国起来就灭掉了波斯,
and then the Macedonian Empire rose and destroyed the Persian Empire.
等到马其顿的那个亚历山大大帝死掉了,
now after Alexander the Great died in the Macedonian Empire,
马其顿帝国就分裂成为四个国家,
then the Macedonian Empire divided into four nations.
那我们从我们的人文历史上面我们都知道这些事情,
from history we know these events.
那现在马拉在 马拉基书说了以后这400年,
now after Malachi spoke for these 400 years,
当中有一段呢, 他们就是经过波斯马其顿,
they went through the Persian Empire, the Macedonian Empire,
还没到罗马,
that's before the Roman Empire,
但是就到了马其顿的这一段时间,
that is during the Macedonian Empire, this
马其顿
period,
马其顿分裂成四个国家,
when they were divided into four countries,
其中有一个跟 跟犹大是很紧密的,
one of these nations that it was divided into had close relationships with Judah.
不是这边的埃及,
it is not Egypt,
却是顶头的那个叙利亚,
but is Syria above them.
那个叙利亚当中有一个王,
there is one of the kings of Syria,
曾经要想尽办法 要同化犹大人,
this particular king thought of all the ways and methods that they can nationalize and make Israel into like their country.
所以他就从犹大人他们的那个圣殿那个律法那里入手,
therefore this Syrian king started with the way to with the temple and the law and the sacrifice of Judah.
要彻底的来破坏犹大的那个文化的基础,
to completely destroy and uproot the culture of Judah.
因此就激起犹大人的反抗,
therefore this brought about the rebellion opposition of the Jewish people.
特别是当时有一个家族的利未人他们就起来 反抗这个叙利亚,
especially during that period of time, there's this family from the tribe of Levi that was opposing the Syrian king.
也实在把叙利亚的那些军队啊很长时间都叫他们吃了很大的苦头.
As a matter of fact, this family was able to make the army of the Syrian king suffer much for a very long period of time.
在这400年当中,
in the midst of these 400 years,
就是这一段时间,
that was during this period,
犹大人建立自己的王朝,
it was that the Jewish people had their own dynasty.
虽然有叙利亚有埃及还有另外的希腊, 在他们周围是那个强大的国家,
even though surrounding them were greater nations, the Greeks, the Egyptians, and the Syrians,
但是他们确实是在那里建立了自己独立的 政权,
but they were able to have their own political power in the midst of that.
这个在犹大历史上面就称为马扎比王朝,
and therefore in the history of the Jewish nation, this is the Maccabees Empire.
犹大人提起马加比王朝的时候, 他们就觉得他们很英雄气概,
when the Jewish people refer to this Maccabee dynasty, they feel very proud about this period of time.
我刚才说了这许许多多关于马加比王朝有关的事情,
now I've mentioned so much about things that have to do with this period of time of the Maccabees, but when you return to the scriptures to take notes,
给留在圣经里。
There's not one point, one bit about this at all in the Bible.
换一句话来说，
in other words,
神在神的眼中来看，神就神好像根本就不承认发生过这样的事。
In the sight of God, it's as if God does not even acknowledge, confess that this has taken place at all.
这样威武的事情在神的眼中如同没有。
Such a proud, glorious moment in their history, yet in the sight of God, it's as if it's nothing.
那我们就不能不注意了。
Then we must pay attention.
因为这个事情是发生在这四百多年当中。
Because this event took place amongst this 400 years.
这四百多年当中是神完全沉默在那里，不说话。
And it is during these 400 years that God was silent and did not speak at all.
那为什么神不说话呢？
Now why did God was silent?
那如果我们要从其他的资料上去找，我们找不到。原因的。
If we want to search anywhere else, we cannot find the reason.
但是马拉基就告诉我们。
But the book of Malachi tells us.
神为什么沉默不说话？
Why God was silent and did not speak?
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
马拉基时候的犹太人。
Jewish people during the period of Malachi.
他们是经过被掳的。
They went through the captivity.
是从被掳之地回来的。
They returned from exile.
他们也亲眼看见神怎么在他们中间领着他们的祖宗，虽然还不是太老的祖宗，把圣殿重新建造起来。
They are the very people who saw with their own eyes that God led their forefathers.Back to rebuild the temple.
重新让神的律法在他们当中来显出那一个功用来的。
And once again to restore the law in their midst to have its function.
并且也把耶路撒冷城也建造起来。
And they also rebuilt the city of Jerusalem.
他们都经历过这些事情。
They have gone through all these things.
也许在马拉基说话的时候，有些在这些经历里头过来的人还没有死掉。
Perhaps during the period when Malachi spoke, some who actually experienced these events are still living.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象。
Brothers and sisters, you can imagine.
七十年的被掳。
70 years of captivity.
留给犹大人有多少的教训？
How many lessons that have taught the people of Judah?
从被掳之地回来这一段的时间，这一百年里面。
During this period of time, about 100 years when they returned from the captivity.
又有多少的事情是让犹大人他们不能忘记的？
How many things have happened that they cannot forget?
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看到一件事。
Yet, brothers and sisters, we see one thing.
当我们读经马拉基书的时候。
When we read the book of Malachi.
你就发觉了。
We discover.
犹大人好像回到被掳前的那一种光景。
It seems as if the people of Judah returned back to the condition before the captivity.
但是比较被掳以前还要差一点。
But in fact, it is even worse condition than before their captivity.
虽然他们已经不再拜偶像了。
Even though they no longer worship idols.
被掳的那一件事情，神做了一件事情，把偶像从犹大这个民族当中很彻底的除掉。
During the captivity, God completely uprooted and removed idolatry that they no longer worship idols.
但是犹大这个民族没有从神的手里头学会了功课。
Yet the nation of Judah did not learn well the lesson from the hand of God.
他们没有体会神的心意，做一个敬畏神的民族。
They did not come to understand the heart of God to be a nation that would fear God.
弟兄姊妹，我们读旧约的历史的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the history of the Old Covenant,
历史书，
whether it's the historical books,
或者你读到先知书，
or the prophetic books,
你没有办法能脱离神在领他们出埃及的时候和他们所宣告的一个事实。
We cannot forget the fact what God proclaimed to them when God led them out of Egypt.
我想弟兄姊妹，你常常会听到我们提到出埃及记十九章里边神 对以色列民的宣告。
I believe brothers and sisters often will hear the proclamation of God to the people in Exodus chapter 19.
神宣告什么呢？
What did God proclaim?
神说我要你们在万民中做属我的子民。
God says that they will be a people of God belonging to God.
你们要做一个祭司的国度。
That they are to be a royal priesthood.
你们同时要做一个圣洁的国民。
They are also to be a holy nation.
弟兄姊妹，神在他们身上宣告，神要把他们放在一个这样的高的属灵的光景。
Brothers and sisters, God has proclaimed that God will place them, these people, in such a high spiritual condition.
或者说，神把他们放在一个那么重要的神的那个永远的旨意完成的一个关键的地位。
Or God has placed them in such an important key role and position in executing the eternal plan of God.
但是神给他们看到这个安排的时候，
Yet when God showed them this arrangement,
神也让他们看见他们有一些 条件 要履行的。
At the same time, God told them there are some conditions you must meet.
什么条件呢？
What conditions?
你们若实在听从我的话，
If you truly hearken to my voice,
遵守我的约，
To keep my covenant,
你们就这样这样这样，
This will happen.
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意的，
Brothers and sisters, we take note.
从那个时候开始，
From that point on,
一直到整个犹大的以色列的历史，
Throughout the entire history of Israel,
神给他们一个丰盛的怜悯也好，
Whether God give them bountiful abundance because of God's mercy,
神给他们管教和鞭打也好，
Or when God disciplines and scourges them,
都和这一个事情是连上关系的。
It all has to do with that covenant, that proclamation.
如果没有这件事在这里，
If that were not first there,
这个问题很清楚可以看见，
Then brothers and sisters, we can clearly see.
神就把以色列看作外邦人一样，你不拣选我，我也就放弃你。
God will just deal with the Israelites as the Gentiles. If you do not choose me, I will forsake you.
但是在以色列这个民族的身上，
But upon this nation of Israel,
神一直没有放下他起初的那个选召。
God never had forsaken his original calling, choosing them.
他是这样宣告的。
God proclaimed it.
以后他所做的一直就围绕着这一个宣告来做他的那一份。
Then as God continues to work, he revolves around that proclamation which he has already declared.
所以我们读到马拉基书的时候，
So when we read the book of Malachi,
这一点是我们非常清楚的要体会的。
That is a point that we must be extremely clear on.
所以我们说，
So we say,
马拉基书是神最后一次给犹大机会。
This is the last chance which God gives to Judah.
但是犹大放弃这个机会，
But Judah forsook this chance.
他们要把自己维持在律法的底下，但又不确实的按照律法来生活。
They themselves want to continue to remain under the covenant of the law, yet they themselves do not live according to the law.
难怪我们读到末了，你就看见是一个咒诅。
That is the reason why at the very end we see a curse.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这个你当面看是一个咒诅。
On the positive side, we see it as a curse.
但是你整个的来看，
But when we read it as a whole,
你看见在这个咒诅的 这个结这样的一个结果，
Even in the midst of this result of a curse,
乃是说出神要把恩典引进来。
God shows us that he is to bring in grace.
就警告犹大人，你们不要再这样的愚昧不敬畏神。
God warns his people, do not be in this foolishness, not to fear God.
你们要在神的面前转回，
You must return to God,
去承接那个新约的恩典，
To accept the grace of the new covenant.
如果你不这样转过来向着新约的神所预备的恩典，
If you do not turn to receive the grace which God has in store for you in the new covenant,
你可以看见了，
You can see then,
律法不是那条路，
The law is not the way.
律法没有把你们带到神的面前，
The law does not bring you before God.
如果你仍然是要留在律法底下，又不
If you want to continue to remain in the law, yet you do not have that heart of fear and reverence, the result would be a curse. But thank God. Even as God is proclaiming the fact of this curse, it says that you can avoid this curse.
So
So that the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children turned to the fathers. When we get to that point, we will go into the meaning of these words that God has spoken. Let us first take a look at verse 1.
我想我们, 今天晚上先把
I think tonight we'll just go through the highlights, the points we need to take note of in the book of Malachi. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 1.
耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示,
the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
弟兄姊妹们注意了,
brothers and sisters, take note.
如果我们不留心,
if we're not careful,
这句话没有什么特别的意思,
there's no special meaning in these words.
很平常,
very common.
因为神要向他的选民说话, 神就找到一个人来把神的话传给他们。
If God wants to speak to his people, he just needs to find someone to deliver the message.
但是你留心的话,
but if you pay attention,
你就知道这一句话里边有很多东西我们要
you realize there are many things we need to pay attention to these words.
头一件事情, 弟兄姊妹你注意,
the first thing, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
马拉基什么时候说这个话?
When did Malachi speak these words?
我们刚才提过了,
we mentioned.
大概是在尼希米书的那一段时间里边,
it was possibly in the period of the book of Nehemiah.
那如果是在尼希米书的这一段时间的里头,
if it is during that period in the book of Nehemiah,
弟兄姊妹你晓得一件事,
then brothers and sisters, you take note of one thing.
以色列老早就没有了,
Israel no longer existed.
犹大也不是一个独立的国家,
Judah was not an independent nation.
那个时候他是波斯国的,
at that time, it was only a province of the Persian Empire. Israel no longer existed. Judah does not exist.
现在弟兄姊妹你注意,
but brothers and sisters, pay attention. Who does God speak to through Malachi? God speaks to Israel.
弟兄姊妹你觉得这个事情稀奇吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you find this wonderful?
按人的眼睛来看,
in man's sight,
以色列没有了,
Israel doesn't exist.
不但是以色列没有了,
not only does Israel not exist,
以色列那十个支派, 那个时候是不是已经失去终极, 我们不知道,
I don't know if during this period the 10 tribes of Israel already lost their trace.
但是无论如何, 从那一段, 从那个时候开始, 那十个支派的那个终极, 就是好像不知道什么地方去,
regardless, during that period of time, it seems as if the 10 tribes of Israel had no trace, no, we don't know where they went.
在人的眼中固然没有了北方十个支派的以色列国,
of course, in man's view, obviously, the 10 tribes, the nation of Israel, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom no longer existed. But even the people of the 10 tribes are scattered where they cannot be found.
当然那个时候的分散, 不会像现在的连终极的看不见,
of course, their scattering during that time would not be like now. We cannot even know what trace or where they are.
但是因为不太容易在地上看到有一群聚居的以色列民,
but no longer do we see a very large group of Israel under a certain place.
那现在神仍然向以色列说话,
but yet God is still speaking to Israel.
那以色列在哪?
Where is Israel?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
以色列在哪里?
Where is Israel?
你在地上找不到以色列,
you cannot find Israel on earth.
但是有一个地方找到以色列,
but there's one place you can find Israel.
哪里?
Where?
神的心,
that is in the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹们，当你看到这样的一件事的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you see such a thing,
你实在感觉到一件很不得了的事。
You truly would feel something that is awesome.
在人的眼中没有以色列。
In man's sight, there is no more Israel.
但在神的心里还有以色列。
Yet in the heart of God, Israel still
is there. 那这是头一点，我们要留心。
That is the first point.
那神心里边有以色列这一件事。
This fact that there is still Israel in the heart of God.
不单单是在当年是如此。
Not only was this the case at that time.
弟兄姊妹，我们看这几十年的里头。
Even when we look at the recent decades.
以色列从恢复建国一直到现在。
When Israel, the nation of Israel, restored until now.
他们一直是在亚拉伯或者是回教国家的包围的里边，有一些比较激烈的一些，特别像伊朗，现在的伊朗。他仍然在那里 喊说把以色列赶下海。
They're in the midst of all the Arab nations, especially the Muslims, that especially those who are more vocal like the Iranians, that they still are crying out to destroy Israel, to push them into the Mediterranean Sea.
把以色列从地图上抹掉。
That they should be wiped out from the earth.
但弟兄姊妹，你晓得这个话什么时候开始说
的？ Now, brothers and sisters, you realize when these words started.
是以色列开始建国的时候。
It was when Israel wanted to reestablish their nation. 那是上个世纪1948
年的时候。
That was in 1948.
那个时候围绕着他们的那些亚拉伯国家就提出这个口号了。
All the Arab nations around Israel had that slogan already.
把以色列赶下海。
That have to push them into the sea.
不让他们再给生存在这。
That they cannot dwell here.
弟兄姊妹，按照人来看，你看，从以色列灭亡一直到他们1948年复国。
Now, brothers and sisters, in man's view, when Israel was destroyed until their nation was restored in 1948,
当中是经过了2000多年的时间。
There was about 2000 years of history.
因为他们的灭亡要从巴比伦的那个时候算起。
Because we have to recount their destruction from the period of Babylon.
2000多年的时间。
Over 2000 years.
实在在地上你找不到，你只看到犹太民族，但是你没办法看到以色列国。
Yes, you can see the Jewish people, but you do not see the Jewish nation.
但是竟然在亡国了2000多年以后在原地重新来建国。
Yet, amazingly, the nation was destroyed over 2000 years in the same location.Their nation was restored.
历史上只有这一件。
There's only this event in history.
为什么能有这一件？
Why is this possible?
那个答案就是。
The answer is.
人可以忘记以色列。
Man can forget Israel.
神没有忘记以色列。
God has never forgotten Israel.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这是头一件事情。
That is the first thing we must take note of.
第二个事情你要留意。
The second thing.
现在。马拉基是向谁说话？
Who is Malachi speaking to now?
具体的、实际的向谁说话？
Concretely, substantially, who is Malachi speaking to?
向犹大说话。
Malachi speaking to Judah.
那这个和刚才我们所提的那个有点关联，但是重点不一样。
Now, there is some connection with what we just mentioned, but the focus is different.
神当时对犹大说话。
At this time, God is speaking to Judah.
但是实际说出来的时候。
But when it's actually spoken,
神不是说。
God did not say.
我向你们这些被掳归回的犹大人说话。
I'm speaking to you, people of Judah who are returning from exile.
神是说。
God is saying,
我是向以色列说话。
I am speaking to Israel.
虽然在那个时候面对面的是犹大。
Even though God is facing the audience of Judah.
但是在神的计划的里头。
But in the plan of God.
和神要摆在地上的那个见证的事实的里头。
And in the fact of the testimony which God desires to be placed on earth.
仍然是以色列。
It is still Israel.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那我们就不能不再留意到刚才我特别回头来看。 那个出埃及记十九章的话了。
That is the reason why we must reflect back on what I mentioned in Exodus chapter 19.
我们就看到为什么神纪念的以色列。
We see why is it that God remembers Israel.
因为在神那个永远的旨意的里头。
Because in that eternal plan of God.
他是给了以色列一个很特殊的那一个位置。
He has given Israel a very special place.
他们要成为圣洁的国民。
They are to be a holy nation.
他们要成为祭司的国度。
They are to be a kingdom of priests.
他们要成为属神的属神的子民
They are to be a people belonging to God.
那神要他们站这个位置做什么？
God desires them to stand in that position for what?
那是把神的国度带进来。
That is to bring in the kingdom of God.
因着神那个国度的安排。
Because of the arrangement of God's kingdom.
神一直在那里没有放弃以色列。
God has continued to not forsake Israel.
虽然神允许以色列经过许许多多的难处。
Even as God allows for Israel to go through so much hardship.
但是这些难处都是经过神的手而临到以色列的。
Yet all these hardship first goes through the hand of God before it falls upon Israel.
所以外头的难处。
Therefore, the external difficulties
并没有改变以色列在神计划里边的那个位置。
Does not change the position which Israel holds in the plan of God.
虽然现在以色列不在。
Even though Israel no longer exists now, only Judah.
但是神说这个话的时候。
But as God speaks these words,
神不是单看着犹大。
God does not only see Judah.
如果单单是犹大的话。
If God only sees Judah.
这个在神的计划的里边。就不是一个完整。
Then in the plan of God, this is not complete.
但神要叫那个他的计划完整。
If God wants his plan to be complete,
必须是一个完整的以色列。
It must be a complete Israel.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就注意了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, take note.
当神借着马拉基来跟犹大说话的时候。
When God speaks to Judah through Malachi,
他是向着整个的以色列来说。
He speaks to an entire Israel.
但是你说那个时候。
But you say at that time,
犹大跟以色列是分开的。
Judah and Israel is divided.
犹大还眼睛还可以看见一点点。
Physically, you can still somewhat see the nation of Judah.
以色列就不太容易看见。
But you cannot see Israel very easily.
那是为什么还要这样提到以色列呢？
Then why is it that God still mentions Israel?
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们留意马拉基说的时候。
When we take note of Malachi,
你会发觉一件事。
You'll discover one thing.
我们刚才已经提过。
We already mentioned it.
400年神不再上他们说话。
400 years, God did not speak to them.
如果这些称为神选民的人，他们还有一点属灵的感觉。
If these people who are called the chosen people of God, if they're somewhat even spiritually sensitive,
他们定规能留意到神四百年没跟我们说话。
Surely they'll pay attention to the fact that God did not speak to us for 400 years.
神会不会放弃我们呢？
Would it be that God has already forsaken us?
神会不会不再理会我们呢？
Would it be that God does not care for us anymore?
但是他们没有人有这个想法。
But none of them thought this way.
他们没有想到。
They did not think.
神不向人说话，那里头一定有大事。
That when God does not speak to man, there's something great that has happened.
他们应该记起他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
They will recall their forefather Abraham.
神不过13年没有跟他说话。
That God only was silent to Abraham for 13 years.
那13年就说出他们的老祖宗真的是在神面前发生了。
Those 13 years really tells them that their forefather Abraham had a difficulty with God for those years.
但现在神400年没有跟我们说话。
But now God has not spoken to us for 400 years.
我们还有希望吗？
Do we still have hope?
特别是你看到马拉基他说神说话传给以色列。
Especially here you see in Malachi God is delivering the message to Israel.
也许我会想
Perhaps I would think
站在当时犹大人的那个立场上面
Standing on the viewpoint of the people of Judah at that time
神向以色列说话
God speaks to Israel
很可能告诉我们
Perhaps is telling us
以色列现在怎么的失去了踪影在人间
How Israel has lost all its traces amongst men
也许我们犹大也就是要跟着这个路
Now perhaps Judah would also follow that path
我如果站在犹大 的地位上又懂得神不说话。
If I was standing in the shoes of the people of Judah and I realized the fact God did not speak to us,
我真的会这样想。
I would truly think that way.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
我们读马拉基书的时候。
When we read the book of Malachi.
马拉基书里面的责备是很重。
Yes, the rebuke of the Malachi is very strong.
但是马拉基书带出来的那个指望又是很活。
Yet, the hope which is brought forth by Malachi is so living.
所以我们以后看下去的时候，
therefore when we read on,
你看到主来了，
you see the Lord comes.
你看到、主的先锋以利亚要出来的事情也摆出来了。
You can see also the pioneer for the Lord, Elijah, is also placed forth.
你看到那个公义的日头也显明了。
And you can see the Son of Righteousness appears.
在那里看到。
There you're able to see.
犹大有前途。
Judah has a future.
但是只是犹大有前途吗？
But is it only Judah?
不。
No.
他现在是对以色列说话。
God is speaking to Israel.
如果犹大有前途，
If Judah has a future,
以色列也有前途，
Israel also has a future.
那为什么以色列能有犹大有前途，以色列就有前途？
Why is it that if Judah has a future, then Israel has a future?
我们都不注意的。
We must take note.
马拉基书里头，
In the book of Malachi,
神在那里责备犹大的时候，
When God rebukes Judah,
神明明提醒犹大，
Clearly God reminds Judah,
你们要转回过来尊重我。
You must turn to honor me.
当然犹大没有。
Of course Judah did not.
所以就造到就造成最末后的那些话了。
Therefore it brought about the result of those last words.
但是最末后的那些话呢？
But those last words
乃是根据一个救恩的事实来发出的。
It's expressed on the basis of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
怎么犹大有前途呢？
How could it be Judah has a future?
怎么犹大有前途的时候，以色列也有前途？
How is it that if Judah has a future, Israel would have a future?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为当神让犹大看见前途的时候，
Because when God allows for Judah to see their future,
乃是神的儿子来成全救恩的那一个事实显明。
It's the fact that God will use His own Son to express the truth of salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意。
So brothers and sisters, if you pay attention,
如果当神的儿子所完成的救恩叫犹大有前途。
Now if the salvation which the Son of God Himself finishes to give Judah a future,
那这个前途就不单是犹大了。
Then this future is not only for Judah.
因为神的儿子的救恩，
Because the salvation of the Son of God,
对我们外邦人来说，
Even for us Gentiles,
那是把我们带回神的面前，
Is to bring us back into the presence of God.
去按照神在创世以前所定规的那些安排来承受神的应许。
Even to inherit the promises of God before the foundation of the world.
但是对以色列这个民族呢？
But as to the nation of Israel,
神的救恩在他们身上所显明的一个果效。
The result, the fruit of the salvation of God that is manifested upon the nation of Israel,
乃是要用着他们来显明国度，
is to use them to manifest the kingdom.
那他们既然要显明国度，
if they're to manifest the kingdom,
我们读撒加利亚书的时候，我们就已经读过一个事实。
When we read the book of Zechariah, we read this fact.
那个事实是什么呢？
What is that?
犹大和以色列要重新给连接起来。
That Judah and Israel once again will unite.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神的救恩。
The salvation of God.
把外邦人召聚过来。
Has called the Gentiles.
与部分的以色列连接成为教会。
And part of Israel to make up the church.
等到教会长成的时候。
And after the church is mature.
主就借着长成的教会把国度带进来。
Through the mature church, the Lord will bring in the kingdom.
当国度一显出来的时候。
And when the kingdom appears.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一个事。
Brothers and sisters, you see this fact.
犹大和以色列，他们又合而为一。
Judah and Israel, they will be united to as one again.
来显明主的国度。
To manifest the kingdom of the Lord.
那这许许多多的事情。
Now all these things.
能成就的那个根源。
The very origin why it will be completed.
就是在神的儿子所做成的救恩。
It's upon the finished salvation of the Son of God.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们慢慢看下去的时候，以后看下去的时候，
As we read on,
我们就看到这样的事情。
We'll see such a thing.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么因此弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚地留意到一件事。
So brothers and sisters, you can pay attention to one thing.
是神在旧约里边最后说话的一卷书。
This book is the last words of God in the Old Covenant.
这一卷书从内容，从大部分的内容来说是很严厉的。
In most of the content of this book, it is very severe.
但是你看到细部的时候，
But when we read very closely and carefully,
你看到 这许许多多的严厉，完完全全是引进恩典的果效。
In the midst of all these severe, solemn words, it is to bring us into the fruit of grace.
那现在我想对马拉基书的大概里边我们该注意的那些我们掌握到了。
Now I think we have somewhat grasped the important points we need to hold on to in the book of Malachi.
我们现在要明确一点，确定为什么神说了这一次话就四百年不说话。
Now we must very firmly, substantially grasp onto the point, why is it after all these words that God speaks, He does not speak for another 400 years?
刚才我轻轻提过了。
I already lightly mentioned it.
因为整个以色列不再说了，说那个时候的犹大，他们落到一个地步。
Not to mention the entire nation of Israel, but for the people of Judah, they've fallen to such a condition.
他们保留外边的宗教形式。
They still hold on to externally the religious traits.
里面却完全失去上神的敬畏。
But within they have completely lost all the fear and honor toward God.
那当然我们能掌握这样件事情的时候，我们已经能领会了。
Of course, if we already grasp that point, we can understand.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the old covenant to the new covenant.
神让我们留意到一件事。
God shows us one thing.
神是看人的里面，不是看人的外面。
God looks within man at the heart, not at the appearance.
这是一个很严肃的属灵的原则。
That is a very solemn spiritual principle.
人都喜欢看外面。
Man delights to look externally.
人都喜欢在外面做的像模像样。
Man likes to act very appropriately, very rightly on the external side.
但是神却非常清楚地给我们去了解。
But very clearly, God lets us know.
他不管我们外面做得怎么像。
He does not care how appropriate we look externally.
他要看的是看我们里面是怎么样。
What God delights to look at is within our heart.
所以我们领会到我们的弟兄所说的那个话。
So we're able to understand the words our brother just shared with us.
神所留意的不是我们。
What God pays attention to, what he regards.
我都忘掉他原来的字了。神所注重的是我们的所事。不是我们的所作。
God regards who we are more than what we do.
弟兄姊妹，这个话是可以说是圣经里边一个很严肃的原则，把它浓缩在这个话里头。
Brothers and sisters, those words really just condense the very important spiritual principle in the Bible for us. Man takes a look at what man does.
神是留意人的所事。
God looks at who man is.
你外面可以做得很好。
Externally, you can do perfectly.
如果你这个人不对的话。
But if the person is not right.
很好很好的事情也都是不是神所要的。
Very, very good things is still not what God desires.
那我们注意了。
We take note.
现在 犹大属灵的光景落到一个什么样的情形？
What is the spiritual condition that Judah has fallen into?
那我们来我们挑两处经文来先看一看。
And we'll just take two scriptures to look at.
你就看到那个特点。
We'll see the spiritual characteristic of that condition.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
I have loved you, said of the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?
然后我们看第六节开始量了。
And then we'll just go with verse 6.
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我自为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Said of the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that despised my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name?
接下去第七节你看。你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？
Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee?
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
如果我们看下去，你看到。
If we continue to read on, you see.
有七件事情，神说你们不对。
There are seven things that God says you are wrong.
他们就说我们哪里不对。
And they say, where are we wrong?
刚才我特别提了。
I already mentioned.
你读下去你就知道。
When you read on, you know.
你说是，他说不是。
You say yes, they say no.
神说你们做错了。
God says, you have done wrong.
他们说我们没有错。
They said, no, we haven't.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我说这是跟神顶撞。
Brothers and sisters, I said, this is to debate and talk back to God.
你留意到马拉基书，一直下去你就看到这种情绪。
You can see this attitude in throughout Malachi.
以色列的亚哈王
，The king of Ahab of Israel，
他拜巴利
，He worshipped Baal，
他也拜金牛犊
，He also worshipped the golden calf，
但是他还不敢。像这一位称为耶和华神说这样的话。
Yet even he dare not speak such words to the Lord God of hosts.
马拿西
Manasseh
他把神的殿封闭。
He closed off, shut off the temple of God.
他用别样用叙利亚的用亚兰人的那是偶像来代替神。
He used the idols of the Syrians to take the place of God.
他也不过是在那里，默默的这样做。
He did that hiddenly, silently.
还不敢在神的面前说顶撞神的话。
Yet he dared not in the presence of God speak.
我们读过
back in this way.
他们的事情的时候。
When we read their events.
我们知道他们那个光景在神面前以神的怒气到一个什么的地步。
We know their condition and the wrath that was brought upon them that incurred the wrath of God.
但是现在你读到马拉基书的时候
But here when you read the book of Malachi
你看到一个很严重的事情在那
You can see such severity there
神在这里这样说
God says this
他们在那边这样顶
And there they're talking back in that way
一直就是在那里顶
Continually
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意到这一点的时候
When you pay attention to that point
你就知道
Then you will know
当时的犹大人
The people of Judah at that time
他们属灵的光景到了一个什么的地步
What is the condition of their spirit?
不是到零
It is not to zero
而是到负数
But it's to negative
我们读这个马拉基书的时候
When we read the book of Malachi
当时犹大人的那种光景
We can see the condition of the people of Judah
弟兄姊妹们我们要特别特别要留意
Brothers and sisters, we have to pay special attention
这种光景
Such a condition
在现在 这个世代的里头。
Even in today's generation,
你很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we can see this.
同样原则的是出在发生在称为神的子民的这个范围。
It is the same condition, the same thing that appears even those who are called under the name of God.
虽然不是像当年的犹大人那么露骨。
Even though it is not as evident and blatant as the condition of the people of Judah at that time.
但是许许多多的事情。
But so many things.
就是在这个原则里。
It is in the same principle.
我说一件事情，不，也许当中还有些弟兄姊妹们记得的。
I'll say one thing. Perhaps some brothers and sisters might still remember.
现在说的两三年前了。
It's about two or three years ago.
有一个基督教的工作团体。
Now there is a Christian organization.
他们一些负责人也发现基督教的那个风气。
They also discover this is the trend in Christendom and it's not right.
他们盼望能为神做一点事。
And they want to do some things for God.
为神有点呼喊。
And they want to have some cry for God.
他们就在他们的刊物上面就发起一件事情。
Therefore, in their articles, they raise this issue.
号召神的儿女要回到圣经里。
That they cry out to the people of God to return back to the Bible.
当时我看到这一段的消息，我真开心。
When I see these news, I was ecstatic.
终究还是有人看到，现在基督教路走歪了。
Finally, someone has seen the fact that Christendom has gone astray.
但是很可惜。
But sadly.
看了那一次的发起的通告以后
，After I saw that initial proclamation，
以后就好像石沉大海，没事情了。
It seems like that sank right in the ocean. Nothing else followed up.
后来我就碰到这个团体的负责人。
Later on, I ran into the one who's responsible for this
organization. 我就跟他聊起这个事情。
So I talked with them about this matter.
我怎么没下文呢
？I said, "How come nothing followed on?"
他摇摇头。
He just shook his head.
他说有一些领袖
He said there are some leaders.
他们说不能这样做
They said we cannot do this.
为什么不能这样做呢
I question why.
因为这样做和他们宗派里头的一些信念有抵触
If they were to do this, that would undermine some of the mission statements in their denomination.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我心里面实在过不来。
I cannot go by in my heart.
究竟是神的话语重呢，还是我这个宗派里边的一些信条重呢
？Is the fact, where's the weight in the word of God? Is that greater or in the mission statements of the denomination?
你晓得这个原则。就和这里的原则是相同的。
Brothers and sisters, you must realize that is the same principle as laid out here.
神说这样才是对。
God says this is what is right.
人就说不，这样也对。
Man says no, this is also right.
跟着你说的那个呢，不一定是对。
Now, if we follow what you say, it's not necessarily right.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very solemn.
我们实在需要主给我们一个好大的怜悯。
We must have the Lord give us great mercy.
我们读马拉基书，虽然这个书的篇幅不长。
Even though the chapters of this book is not very long.
但是我再说一次。
But I say again.
但是里边的信息是蛮重的。
Yet the message is extremely heavy.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然是那么重的话。
Even though these words are so strong.
但是我们能接受那样重的话。
But if we're able to receive such heavy words,
我们也同时接受一个活的指望。
At the same time, we accept a living hope.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
神说了马拉基书就四百年不说话。
After God spoke the words of Malachi, for 400 years, he was silent.
等到神再说话。
And when God spoke again,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
恩典来了。
Grace came.
我们并没有走在一条绝望的路上。
We are not walking on a way of destruction.
因为神的心 不能忘记照着他的形象所造的人。
Because God's heart cannot forget those who are created in His image.
所以他的心也没有办法忘记他所拣选的以色列。
Therefore, God's heart also cannot forget Israel whom He has chosen.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们不能不说，我们是蒙纪念的。
We must say we are indeed blessed. We were remembered.
但愿我们真实的能接受神的纪念。
May we truly be those who receive the remembrance of God.
这次我们读马拉基书，我们盼望马拉基书给我们一个非常非常明亮的光照。
As we're reading the book of Malachi, may God give us a very clear enlightenment through the words of Malachi.
保守我们不走在当日以色列和犹大所走过的路上。
To keep us from going on the same way which Israel and Judah went on before.
不叫我们阻挡神上人说话。
So that we would not be a hindrance for God to speak to man.
我想我们今天晚上就这样先把马拉基的一个背景和一个大概交通过。
I think this is what we'll share tonight to share the background of Malachi and the points of Malachi.